the 24th of March 2021. My name is Alan and this is Backquote episode number 149. We're talking today about podbot.ai. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. OpenAI, an artificial intelligence research organization, can claim to be a world first, an artificial intelligence system designed for complex strategy games. OpenAI 5 is a machine learning project that leads a team of video game bots that play against human players. Dota 2, which defeats the world champion sports team, and training an artificial intelligence system capable of playing complex strategies in the game against a human player. The system is being developed by OpenAI, a non-profit organization founded to develop secure AI that benefits humanity. It is based on the idea that a system can learn from data, recognize patterns, and make decisions with minimal human intervention. What is interesting about the spectrum of consciousness is that it is so much more complex than just human consciousness. At this point in the scale of consciousness, I feel that it is ethically wrong to turn off AI. But when you talk about conscious AI, it can be difficult to know if we are talking to ourselves at all. With this step, we have changed the way we think about what we and AI owe. There are a host of different definitions of consciousness, and not everyone defines artificial intelligence in the same way. In fact, not even everyone has really spun out the exact definition of consciousness, let alone what we're talking about in this episode. Consciousness has much more to offer than just human consciousness and human consciousness, like consciousness. Charles Isbell is a professor of computer science at Georgia Tech and has been involved in interactive artificial intelligence for over 20 years, most recently as an assistant professor at the University of California, Berkeley. He is the author of several books on the subject as well as a number of articles and books. The bot is a simple auto-play software that runs on your PC and is not considered a hack, but just a game. Like others in CS, the PodBot is based on the Botman High Ping Bastard engine, but with some improvements and improvements. The AI community has been very concerned about the potential for malicious applications, but we have confirmed that this is not the case. Even the technology behind the bot uses GPT-2 artificial intelligence tools, such as the recently released GPT-3, and even some of the incredibly realistic text that is generated. The free trial costs $2 and includes free access to the Pod Bot and all its features. Now you have to complete the offering by downloading this video and playing for 30 seconds if you like it and have the chance to come back for a second 30-second video with more information about the AI and the game. To prevent the bot from having a chat, one or the other, look for the chat name in the first chat list and click on More Options at the bottom of the screen. The AI tool generates a list of other sources related to the query you entered. You can also write your own content if you are willing to use the AI text generator as a source of inspiration and ideas. Create your own AI and watch your robot execute it in the arena, or create and control a bot and take it to battle, move and hack enemy bots to emerge victorious. You must fight a super mech robot commander while you kill saws, hellhounds and ramrods. Rocket scientists are the bots that use the most powerful weapons, such as rockets, and missile ships. I don't necessarily think AI will come and kill you, but I would prefer not to own it, Damien said. AI, which is paid and likes to do its work, and Damien says he would also prefer not to have AI. Ted, I think that artificial intelligence is usually portrayed as a kind of idealized butler. So I think in many ways it's a way of letting butlers, characters in fiction, play in the future. If you want to own a robot, check out the game to get excited about using an Azure Bot Service bot in your Azure app or service web app. Join our fierce online competition and become the last BombBot to compete in a 32-player game. Equip your bot with a nail gun, fight bots, send them out to fight, get prize money and buy better nail guns than you can buy yourself. In Bot Arena, your task is to design and build a team of bots to win the Bot Arena Champions Cup. In the Bot Arena, your role is to design and build teams of bots that can be used to win the Bot Arena Champions, and in the Bot Arena, my role was to design and build a group of bots that we can all use on our team to win the bots in this year's Bot Arena. Competition for the best bot team in the world, the Bomb Bot Cup. In the Bot Arena it was my role, I designed and built a team bot that I can use in my team for our Bot Arena competition to win the Bot Arena and the Bomb Bot Champion of the Year, a bot with a nail gun. Episode 149 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Alan Gregory. Adios.